what you're saying is that you actually studied a lot of preteens.
Or spasms.
Or determine which ones you might be attracted to in the future.
Right.
I have that shit on video.
So, according to statistical analysis, you're going to be the hottest Termani we can have by the time you turn 18.
But first we need some new things.
I've been on the other side of that.
It's very strange.
Because you're a nicer person than the rest of us.
No.
I am not in a position to carry anything right now.
You may not be saying
nothing that's breakable.
I don't know what that is.
He just likes thinking the large things.
I am such a fucking boomer.
You are.
I do every day.
I'm not even going there. But I was going to see if I could check with you and get you to tune up this side of my neck.
Sure.
Good.
I'm right.
Good. All right. Then I'll lift some really large things. I'll break a few more things because I know I'll get it fixed later.
Okay. Uh-huh. Your body.
No. Well, coming from the...
Shut up! I get to touch him! I know. Don't take this away!
So have I told you about audio view?
While she touches my neck, you can lean forward.
This is the app on my phone. Turn it on, it records 5 minutes of audio, and then automatically uploads it.
So,
podcasting kind of thing.
I've got some tools I use for like recording meetings.
I'm
gonna
go try.
It's
no, you cried right here.
We want your tears.
This is the place for it.
We need the tears to mix with the booze later.
We just have decided you're going to be our entertainment for the evening. Out of keeping you properly lubricated.
Like
booze is no good without tears.
I was fine. And then Stripe was here and he mixed. He was like, here, have a Jack and Coke. And he had like a bottle of Jack. And I think I consumed a significant quantity of Jack.
Was this when you were in the Mary Jane costume?
No.
Okay.
This is another time that I blacked out.
how long have you not been blacked out?
I haven't been blacked out at all.
No, she's been good all weekend.
I've been sober all weekend. Today I was like, well, it's over.
Fuck it.
And we're going to be here a while.
I was going to say, yeah, I know you have a brown
one. Last time I blacked out, I had this... The last time I blacked out, I had a 750 milliliter bottle of Three Philosophers beer. Which is Belgian control. It's wonderful, but it's also
11.
It's 10 or 11%.
10.5, 11.
Yeah. 10.5.
It's a high gravity. I didn't realize that it was a high gravity beer.
You didn't.
While
drink
I was
120 minutes.
I drank.
Right.
I drank
you can
the
stand
whole
up,
bottle
I'm
of it.
Oh, no.
So I drank basically.
You're pretty.
I'm pretty.
Good job.
Last time I blacked out was at Reverend Horton Heat at Masquerade this fall.
And
luckily, I'm right there, you know?
Yeah.
But me and Julia, we got fucked up at my place. And we go over there and we keep drinking at the Masquerade for some stupid reason. And like, the encore comes on, I'm like, I'm just done. She's like, I'm sorry for a little bit. We split up. Kind of, sort of remember that. I know I got home and I woke up and I was like, I thought, where's Julie? I'm in bed alone. I thought she was coming home with me.
How did
at some
I get
point.
Here?
I mean, she has a key. And then later, that next day, I'm going to see my neighbor. My neighbor's like, oh, good, you made it home. You look really good. And I'm like, okay, now, what happened last night? So this is before the park section and actually goes directly to the Masquerade was open, so I have to walk all the way down and around and then walk around the lake. So I get, like, apparently I'm like...
You're really fucking
talking.
Yeah, he's just the best.
A block and a half... doing that, and then I just stop and I start dancing. Doing the wasted dance, and then I continue like
miles.
I can't even walk, stumble.
So
I managed to make it back into my apartment.
When I think of you being that drunk, I think of the time that you and me and Celeste went out to East Atlanta.
Oh!
Wow! And Celeste and I lost you. I think David was out of town, so he didn't come.
Yeah, no, David was out of
and
town,
so
and you kept thinking you were going to get in trouble with
me. I thought I was going to get in so much trouble, and you and I made out.
A lot.
We were like, well, we can't
and
find
she's
Dustin.
She's like, David's going to be so mad. I was like, he seemed to make out a few times.
Yeah, he was cool about
it. He was okay with it.
But then, like, we were waiting on Dustin to get back, and we were like, Dustin's really well, it's going to take, like, hours. We're going to be forever. And our car keys were inside of his apartment. We couldn't get back in. So we just, like, we're like, well, here's...
I wasn't
it was
even
like
fucking
a,
anyone. That's
I know, but
part.
We thought you were. And it was, like,